Yesterday afternoon, the Social Services Commissioner resigned under extreme pressure from County Executive Poloncarz. Speaking to a late afternoon news conference, the County Executive says he learned of a complaint about the Commissioner's behavior involving a subordinate during a conference in Albany December 5th and 6th, and that incident violated a number of unspecified county policies. Whatever the incident was, it's under investigation by the Albany Police Department and the Albany County DA. Poloncarz says Dershberger had to be reached by phone, and that conversation led to the forced resignation.
I had not talked to him at all since I had learned of these alleged allegations on Saturday the 23rd until I actually talked to him in the conference today. I led the conference. I asked the questions. Based on his response, I determined that he violated county policy. I told him I believe he violated county policy. I had no longer any faith in him, and I asked for his resignation, and he resigned.
There was no explanation of why it took more than 2 weeks for the situation to get to Poloncarz, and he was very cautious about the specifics of the whole situation. He immediately put First Deputy Marie Cannon in as acting commissioner, a post she has held before. If Dershberger had refused to quit, removing him would have been complicated because the commissioner serves a fixed term, and firing him would involve a quasi-judicial hearing panel involving the county executive, county comptroller Stefan Mihailu, and whoever is chair of the county legislature. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.